Jesse Ventura won his first attempt at public office in 1990 with the help of lifelong Brooklyn Parker Rob Schaefer, who also voted for Ventura for governor.
Brooklyn Park is, you know, was our little world. We need some help here in Brooklyn Park, and he had the right ideas.
But Brooklyn Park is also the little world of Ron Dow, a 10-year council vet, mostly in the 70s, and now self-described gadfly.
You have to look at what he accomplished here in Brooklyn Park. I'm not aware of anything.
In other words, if you look up ambivalence in the dictionary, you won't see Jesse Ventura's picture next to the definition, a fact the governor-elect is well aware of when he looks back on his 4 years as mayor.
Well, you're going to see two sides very distinctly, you know, because I took on a mayor and council that were voting things 7-0. 7-0, it was like a rubber stamp. And any time you come into a hostile environment like that, you're going to find very much black and white, probably.
In 1990, the northern suburb Brooklyn Park was the state's sixth largest city, with about 55,000 residents. And it was the home of Jesse Ventura, who lived with his wife and kids in a house by the river. The governor-elect got his first taste of Brooklyn Park politics in 1988 when, as Citizen Ventura, he took a gripe before city council. He was upset about stormwater runoff being piped into a wetland. Ventura felt the council blew him off, and that made him run for mayor in 1990. He beat the 18-year incumbent, Jim Krautkramer, by a landslide. Krautkramer well remembers his first encounter with Ventura during a city council meeting.
There was somebody in the audience talking, and somebody from the sideline kept speaking out, and I gaveled quiet. And one of the councilmen whispered to me, he says, "Do you know who that is?" And I said, "No." He says, "That's Jesse Ventura." And I says, "Who's that?"
Krautkramer says he's not bitter about losing to Ventura. He says the city had a good reputation for careful planning, and while he didn't worry about Ventura ruining that, he was a little worried about some of Ventura's allies. And while he says Ventura's victory in 1990 might overall have been a good thing, he saw some good people leave city government during or just after Ventura's term in office.
It used to be that whenever an opening would come up in Brooklyn Park, there we'd have literally hundreds of people applying for the major positions, and I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't know what the reasons were. I just know that there was a big changeover because, like I say, I've stayed out of that.
Well, it's on the public record that I left about 4 months after the end of his term.
Craig Rapp served 5.5 years as city manager of Brooklyn Park.
The folks that supported me leaving perhaps were more aligned with him than others, but you know there were a lot of other larger political issues going on at the time, and so I don't know that it would be fair to say that it was directly him and me and that he would have run me off.
Rapp says Ventura was a hands-off mayor who didn't try to micromanage. From that viewpoint, Rapp says, Ventura was a city manager's dream, and projecting now into the Ventura administration, you probably don't want a governor who won't delegate any authority. Ventura says he knows the difference between wrestling, talk radio, and being governor. But Ron Dow, the former council member, disagrees and said as much to Ventura in person and in a letter to the editor of the Brooklyn Park paper.
Your mayor is a professionally trained intimidator. He likes the conflict. He says this in interviews over and over again about how if someone wants a good fight, just try him.
Dow says Ventura and his supporters brought attack politics to Brooklyn Park City Hall, that Ventura had very little tolerance for the opposition.
The part I did not like is that the people on his side got to say whatever they wanted to as long as they wanted to. But when somebody who opposed to him got up there, that was a different ballgame. He would always find a reason to cut him short.
And Ventura encountered a lot of opposition, much of it having nothing to do with regular council business. Some council members, for instance, complained Ventura missed meetings. Ventura said he needed to travel for business reasons. Opponents claimed Ventura wasn't a city resident. A judge ruled in Ventura's favor. Plainly put, newcomer Ventura didn't make a lot of friends among the longtime council members. But was Ventura really offensively abrasive and politically naive, or were his opponents just mad that he wanted to change the status quo? Ventura supporters say the city council was filled with good old boys who were themselves dismissive of opposing viewpoints, and Ventura needed to shake things up. Dick Gunderson owns Blondie's, a sports bar on Brooklyn Boulevard he built as a Mr. Steak in 1969. He says Ventura's shaking up made the city finally deal with problems it ignored before, like crime, and he may have the same effect as governor.
He called attention to the problems, made us come together and start working on those problems, and I believe that's what he brings. I doubt if he thinks he has the answers as a self-anointed savior for everything, but I believe he's passionate about what he views is wrong and has a feel for the goal he's trying to achieve.
Gunderson says Ventura's attention helped lower the crime coming from some notorious low-rent apartment buildings. But while crime did go down in Brooklyn Park during Ventura's tenure, it went down everywhere. It's the same story with the improving economy. But it's dangerous to try to draw too many parallels between Ventura's term as mayor and his upcoming term as governor. Brooklyn Park has a strong council, weak mayor system. The mayor runs meetings but has no veto and is just one vote out of seven.
So does it make any sense to compare what you did as mayor to what you might be able to do as governor?
Well, it'll be an adapt. You know, you adapt a little bit to that. I like the idea that I have more power. Certainly. I mean, it gets very frustrating when you don't. I would have loved to have had a veto pen.
In Brooklyn Park, the power did shift, and Ventura's handpicked successor will start her second term next year. It's probably safe to say Ventura brought change to Brooklyn Park. And all the other predictions aside, it's change he's promising to bring to the governor's office. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.